You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, we learned a little bit more, didn't we? Oh, just stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe is in for Mike today. We start off every hour and every day by saying, Hey, man. You, sir, got up at 3 a.m.? Is that correct? 3 a.m.?
2:59.
Okay.
I had to get downstairs in the 1 minute it took for Netflix to load the show in.
All right. And this show, by the way, the full season is out if you want to go binge it. I'm going to start watching it, I think, tonight or maybe, you know, late night at some point and go episode by episode. Now, I'm not going to be like Abe. I'm not going to stay up all night to watch it. But the cool thing is, and the curious thing is, that it's Joe Burrow, it's Jared Goff, and it is Kirk Cousins. So we're hearing from Cousins and his perspective of certain things that played out last season. This was filmed last season. Camp starts here in just, you know, a week and a half, guys, basically. The 24th, guys, that's our first day of training camp. And I've said this to Abe, and I'll say it to you. From that day on, I'm going to be focused on Michael Penix. I'm going to be focused on the guys that are on the field that I think are going to get us back to the playoffs. But all offseason, we've had this discussion about who was right, who was wrong, whose side were you on? Who did the team wrong? Who made the wrong decision? I don't know if any of that has changed for you. But as we've discussed this today, and if you're just getting in the car, however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. We got to talk about this. So if you're tired of it, if you're frustrated, if you're over it, I understand. But I also understand that we need more clarity. So Abe, let's start first with what you got out of this and what you think we're going to learn as people start to watch this over the next few days, maybe the next week, week and a half, whatever it's going to be, whenever they're able to take this in and say, oh, okay, you know what? I vibe now a little bit more with Cousins, or I'm vibing less with him.
Well, here's what's interesting, because I don't think we learned anything if you were open and honest about the situation at the time. Nothing that Kirk Cousins said or was shown is new. Now, at the time, I didn't know there was a specific hit in the Saints game, right? But I knew there were issues. I knew Kirk Cousins wasn't whole. We later found out about the injury in the Saints, and that was part of the Radio Row stuff and all that. In my opinion, nothing here is new. It's the first time we've heard it, but we knew. And if you didn't know, you should have known. There was plenty of evidence out there.
Well, what you're assuming is that we knew he was hurt. What we didn't know is his comments about the injury.
Yeah, we did.
It's the first time we heard it, but we're hearing for the first time now.
It's the first time we heard it. But again, remember, these comments are recorded in a sit-down after the raw footage has been compiled.
Yes, but the...
There's some in-game mic'd up comments, but some of this other stuff... with him looking back after the Chargers loss, I didn't make great decisions with the football. Nothing to do with an injury, but after the fact, you look back and wonder. So in the time, he didn't think it was an injury. Now looking back, you have to wonder. After the win over the Raiders, My body was really not holding up. It was starting to break down. I think the coaches sensed that and felt like physically we can't put this on Kirk. That's a conclusion that should have been made 3 weeks prior. I'm going to stand by that. There's nothing that could have been said or shown, and nothing was, that is going to change my mind about why wasn't this decision made by Raheem Morris after the loss to Denver heading into a bye week. Kirk is going to talk his way through it, and that's fine. Whether he was impacted at a level he was aware of after sitting for a while and thinking back about how bad it was, in hindsight, with the information, this is a quote, with the information I had at the time, I made the best decision. You know, if you sit down and let it heal, because there was a quick discussion of, hey, in 2 or 3 weeks, you know, come back. Mm-hmm.
Which is what should have
happened. You know, if you sit down and let it heal, you may never get your job back. He mentioned directly Doug Flutie in reference to this was something he learned from Flutie. You cannot give that guy behind you a chance. You certainly can't give that guy behind you a chance when he's a top 10 pick. And so you want to blame and yell and be mad at Kirk Cousins. I understand.
Oh, I am.
And I understand why. I do. But I don't know what else you would have expected. If you want to call him selfish, that's fine.
That's one word.
If you want to say that he cost the team the season,
that's another.
That's fine. Sure. And I understand all of those arguments. I'm also sitting here telling you that he's one of 32 quarterbacks that start in the NFL, and none of the other 31 would have done anything different.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yes, you did.
No, that's the thing. No, he didn't.
So here's my issue with this. And again, Abe has viewed the entire catalog of this show.
Boy, there was a stretch in there where I was like, this was not worth it. There was a stretch in there.
I could have told you that at 2:59, but that was your decision. Where's the integrity? Somebody tell me. You denied all year long that you were injured, but yet even when the injury happened, and I'm about to play something for you that you haven't heard. Even when the injury happened, you are like, my arm doesn't feel good. But yet you kept telling us all year long that you were not injured. Where's the integrity? And for me, when you say you were misled by the Falcons, it's false. Because you weren't going back to Minnesota. It wasn't happening. Adolfo Mensah, the general manager there, had made a statement that he was not interested in bringing you back. You thought, hey, I'll get a long-term deal. They wanted to do year-to-year because they weren't quite sure about it. And so this idea, like, if I would have known, I would have went back to Minnesota, that's just not true. And if you ask me, well, he would have went somewhere else, you tell me where. Because there were no additional reports, guys. Trust me. I was on this. There was no additional reports about him going anywhere else outside of Atlanta. And, oh, by the way, we were so all over this, we tampered. So that is false. I don't believe you. I don't believe that. But that's neither here nor there. Here's my issue with this thing. When Kirk Cousins admits during the Saints game, and this is him, I want you to play this, O, describing getting hit. When you own in the moment, man, my arm hurts, my shoulder hurts, and then 2 weeks later when you're on the injury report and you say it's a clerical error, that's flat-out lying. Where is the integrity? And everybody wants to say he's a stand-up guy and he does all the right things, but all year long you didn't. Let's hear it, O.
Got hit in the second quarter, took a helmet kind of right into my shoulder rib cage area, and immediately my elbow lit up and I knew, you know, I had irritated something. Had a shooting pain kind of right through my inside of my elbow.
Okay. My elbow got absolutely rocked by a helmet. I'm all right.
I'm all right.
Hey, I bruised my elbow. I bruised my elbow pretty good, so it was going to help me to just keep it loose throwing.
Gotcha.
So we'll just play catch every now and then.
I'm right here with you.
He knew then.
Who, by the way, that guy's an assistant coach.
Okay.
That he's talking to.
Okay.
Right there. I bruised my elbow.
He's not the trainer or the doctor. He's just saying, okay, cool.
He doesn't have responsibility to
no,
go tell Raheem,
not
hey,
at all.
This is what I just found out
no,
from our starting quarterback.
No, that is the quarterback's decision to say, hey, coach, by the way, let me holler at you for a second. He didn't do that because of the selfishness that you're alluding to. Here's another thing for me. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're just reacting to this information again out of this quarterback's doc. Abe, when he said, and I think this spoke volumes about what the Falcons were trying to achieve and then what ultimately happened. When he said he felt overwhelmed by the offense in Atlanta.
Before the start of week one. No, because you got to play the timeline.
No.
We're talking about 2.5 months later.
Yes, but you're talking about a guy that's been in the league 13 years.
Sure.
And he comes in and he says, I felt overwhelmed by the offense. For all of you who kept saying, just put Penix in, it's why they wanted him to sit and learn. To throw him into this, and you had a 13-year guy come in and said, oh, I felt a little bit overwhelmed. And then in week one, do you guys know what happened? Abe, describe what happened with the fumble.
Yeah, it was a mistake in not formation, but in cadence and in the order of which you call out motion and the snap. And Kirk Cousins, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he admitted that it was
well,
not everyone's seen it yet.
No, we saw the play.
Oh, yeah.
If you watched the
Steelers the play, game. How the fumble happened. But, yeah, and you'll see it very early on into the episodes.
He basically says,
he screwed up.
I screwed up. It's my screw up.
And he knew it was going to happen. He was worried about it all week, mm-hmm. that if you make the mistake once, it could cost you. He made the mistake once, and it cost him.
It was a fumble. Here's what he was concerned about. Pre-snap motions and shifts. And I said this earlier in the show. For those who are like, well, what's the big deal? Our offensive coordinator came from Sean McVay. McVay and Shanahan are the two guys in this league that run more motions and shifts than anybody. They want to get movement. Guys moved all over the place. They do that stuff like crazy. So Kirk comes in and he's like, all right, I got to get a grasp of all this stuff. Let me kick the foot. Nope, don't kick the foot. Motion. Head bob. Motion. He's telling you he was overwhelmed. What do you think Michael Penix would have been in week one, two, or three? This is why they were trying to wait. Learn. I had no issues with it. But then they got to a point where they had to make the decision, and the kid did fine. But this idea, like they just should have threw Penix in, this should tell you from Cousins' own experience that he was having a difficult time
with this. I don't understand the argument you're making.
The argument is...
No one's calling for him 3 weeks into the season or week two. We're talking about week 11, week 12.
The argument is there were calls for... As soon as he started to play bad, did everybody want Penix? He should put Penix in. There was a reason why they didn't. That's the point I'm trying to make. And then when they had to, they had to. The real conversation here is, though, and that's a sidebar. That's just one of those things, is that this guy threw 9 picks in 5 weeks. And as he declined, we went from 6-3 to 6-4 to 6-5 to 6-6 to 6-7. And all of a sudden, you had no choice after December 16th, when we barely beat the Raiders, to make a quarterback change December 22nd. Guys, when you look at the totality of this, I ask one question. I don't care what you tell me, Abe. Where's the integrity? That's all I want to know. 404-726-0929. And you, sir, were blaming Raheem Morris solely for not doing his job. And I completely disagree with you.
Well, no. And again, you continue to misconstrue my words. Because I tend to agree on a number of factors that you said about Kirk Cousins. And I do think it is partially selfish. And I do think it is certainly me first. I also understand that he's not the only guy with that mindset in the league. In fact, all 32 quarterbacks who are QB1 would do the exact same thing. That's why, to me, it's not on Kirk. It's on a head coach to notice that his quarterback, who we've now seen lead this team to 6-3, is no longer the qualified, quality quarterback capable of winning ball games. And you stuck with him. And he proved it a second time that he wasn't capable of winning ball games. And you stuck with him through the one window you had, a bye week leading into a home game. And you stuck with a guy that threw two games, plus the second half of the Saints game, plus, I don't know, 10 practices, couldn't throw the ball properly.
Well, he dropped 344 on the Minnesota Vikings.
Great. Go back and watch the highlights. There's still no zip.
He didn't throw any touchdowns. But he threw 344 and two interceptions. Two picks.
There was a window to make a change. It would have taken a tough decision. It would have taken someone with the guts to make that call.
Oh.
And I was worried about it. At the moment it happened, I said...
You know what the guts are? The guts is to stay with the quarterback who's hurt and see and ride it out. That takes guts.
Sticking with $100 million is the easy call.
It's the wrong call. That's changing quarterbacks, that was easy. Sticking it out when you knew, allegedly, if you say that he knew, that's the hard decision.
I find it nearly impossible to have not known. If I saw it, if you saw it, how does he not see it? And I think he did see it, and I think he just didn't make the tough decision, the obvious decision, to go to the rookie.
All right, one thing before we take a break. Grant's on the way. We got to talk Braves. They're on the road against the
Athletics.
Has this changed your mind in any way with Cousins? Yes or no?
No, I felt like this against Denver. Nothing has changed since then.
And nothing has changed my mind either. He cheated us. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm going to read Eddie's tweet to us. Follow us, guys. Dukes and Bell 929. Put them up. See Dukes. Follow Mike, who's on vacay, at Mike Bell ATL. And Abe Gordon. It's simple. At Abe Gordon. Eddie sent a really interesting tweet. We'll get back to that here in just a little bit. And Hawks general manager spoke today. What did he have to say about Trey Young's contract negotiations? We will discuss that on the way. Grant is here. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB for us and does a terrific job. Grant, it's funny because Abe and I were talking about, you know, being on the West Coast, taking on the A's. I said the A's, and Abe said he calls them the...
It's the Athletics.
Because they're playing in Sacramento. Does it matter with this, you know, minor league park that they're at? I mean, the circumstances are the circumstances. It doesn't change anything for the Braves, right?
It doesn't change anything about the winning that you want to do, but I think overall it's just... we don't want to spend our whole time here. I know we don't have as much today.
Give it to me.
All the Athletics, but it's a shame that it's in this position to begin with. I mean, there were a lot of regrettable situations over the last probably two decades in Oakland that led to the A's being where they are now, which is not in Oakland, and on their way with a layover in Sacramento to Las Vegas, allegedly. So we'll see how that whole thing goes. But no, I mean, for the Braves, it's basically you need to win every single day now is kind of what it's turned into. You'd like to win every day is I think the prevailing thought. But now it's pretty much like, if you want to get anywhere, you've got to win every day. So that's where it starts in game one here on Tuesday.
Grant, we've got Didier Fuentes going tonight. And this is a guy that, considering where the season is right now and the injuries in the rotation and obviously getting an extended opportunity to try and learn and develop at the major league level, what do you think is the next step for him in his progression to being a little bit closer to being a legitimate starter?
I would tell you more time in the minor leagues to develop is probably the real answer to that. But necessity is what has him here. And obviously things have gotten worse since he arrived with the loss of Spencer Schwellenbach. So the Braves, in a lot of ways, are just kind of grasping at whatever straw they can to try to form a five-man rotation. And I think you could pretty much argue right now that it's more of a two-and-a-half, three-man rotation. You don't really know for sure what you're getting in two of those spots. It kind of depends what you're going to find in the minor leagues if you decide to call in some other names. But to answer your question, I mean, obviously experience is helpful. The A's are a team that if you go ahead and look, you can see where they are in the American League West. You can see where they are in the overall picture of Major League Baseball. But they've scored a lot more runs than the Braves have this year, so it's certainly not a lineup that you're going to be able to just completely overlook. You got Brent Rooker, who's a very good player. Their shortstop is also he's an all-star. Lawrence Butler's a pretty good bat as well. So they've got some players that can hurt you, and I think as much as anything, it's about execution for him. It's about precision. The stuff is there, but I think it's really about the game planning and putting the pitches where he needs to in order to become a little bit more efficient. He did fine against the Angels last time out, but 3 2/3 innings every fifth day is not really helping you out when it comes to that rotational load that really needs to be carried by whatever the five names are that are starting for the Braves.
I know you don't, but I got to ask, any answers for Money Harris?
No, I don't have any answers for him other than just continue to try to find what you can in the work before and find your way out of it with some confidence building games. But those just haven't come for him. I mean, it wasn't going to be just get a couple of days off and all of a sudden he becomes a great player again. I still think there's a great and talented player in there. The results are simply not there. He's not walking. He's not making good pitch decisions. I think that I got a lot of feedback about his at bat at the end of the game on Sunday where he swung at a 55, maybe that might be polite, 55-foot breaking ball out in front of the plate on the first pitch. That's the level of aggression that he's been showing. Those are the kind of decisions he's going to have to cut out in order to kind of take back the power from opposing pitchers because they know they don't have to come after him, and he continues to expand the zone. So if you want an answer for something that needs to stop, that's definitely the thing I would point to.
Grant, we've seen a couple of teams take guys who were up-and-comers and who have been extended and send them back down to the minors. I think the Red Sox did it. I think the Orioles have done it. What's the downside of giving Harris a couple of games down there at Gwinnett?
Well, I think at this point, it's not about a couple of games. If you're going to do that, you're going to do it for an extended period of time. And you're also talking about, I believe, if you look at some of these other teams, like Christian Campbell has spent, what, 2 months in the big leagues? Michael Harris has been a part of this club for going into his fourth season. And I know he can still be optioned. It's still, you know, technically part of the ability that the Braves have. I just feel like it's kind of the nuclear option in a lot of ways. I mean, the Braves sent Dansby Swanson down to the minor leagues to kind of recalibrate in, what was it, 2017. So is there a precedent for it? Yes. But typically you're not talking about somebody who's gotten this far along, who's won a Rookie of the Year award, who is defensively one of the most important players you have on what is arguably baseball's best defense. There are some things to look at on both sides of the ball to question, but ultimately his value is not just the glove. It's finding his way to be a competitive hitter again. And you'd like to think that somebody with this much major league experience under his belt can figure that out at the major league level.
You like what you've seen from Profar, right?
It's been fine, and it's anything you felt like that you could get out of left field was going to help. I mean, he's got power. He clearly has shown that. Having another switch hitter in the lineup gives you some versatility to, you know, you gave Ronald a day off on Sunday. I don't foresee a whole lot of those, but he could hit more toward the top of the order. I understand what they're doing with Acuna and Olsen right now, but having somebody that can do something in the middle of the order is key. I talked about Marcell Ozuna in the article I wrote for the Marietta Daily Journal on Monday. His decline this year has created kind of a crater in the middle of the order, because Braves cleanup men are hitting, what, 244 this year, and I think their fifth-place hitters are batting 220, and you go on down the list underneath that, which, you know, Ozuna's not responsible for, it doesn't get much better. So you needed to put somebody in either the four or five spot that could get themselves on base and maybe do some damage. And I think that Profar could serve that role. And right now the Braves just need him to come in and contribute. He doesn't have to save the season. Certainly we know there's a lot of things that would go into that. But getting him back is a net positive for this club.
Grant, what is the plan in the rotation now? Are there some younger guys that we're looking at being called up? Or not even necessarily younger, just guys in Gwinnett, either Jackson Stevens or Hurston Waldrop or someone else? Or are we just going to try and here's a day off in a bullpen game there and kind of work your way that way?
No, I don't think they can continue to do bullpen games. So whether that is a Stevens or a Wiles or a Waldrop from AAA, I saw Ian Mejia just went to AAA. He was in Columbus and pitched pretty well there. He's a name that he could maybe get some consideration, but it's slim pickings, and there's just not a lot going on. But, yeah, I mean, the bullpen game thing, that can just go all kinds of wrong. And before the Braves lost Chris Sale and then Spencer Schwellenbach, you were looking at a bullpen that had thrown the fewest innings in Major League Baseball because the rotation had been the unquestioned strength of this club. And now the one thing, I mean, they're still good defensively, but the one thing that they were doing really well on the run prevention side was getting the length out of the starters and the quality out of the starters they needed. And it's just flat out not there because you're looking at Fuentes, you're looking at Elder, and you're not getting what you need in those two spots. And then you're looking to get everything you can out of Spencer Strider and out of Grant Holmes right now. And hopefully getting anything you can out of the other two guys by the time they get back. But it's just a big black hole, I think, at the end of this rotation. And I don't know how many names they're going to throw at it, but they're certainly going to have to get creative, if not outside the organization, to just fill these innings with some capable arms that can get you through five or six innings on a routine basis.
Yeah, fill these innings. That's the discussion we were having earlier about this rotation. It's tough right now. Grant, great work as always, man. We'll see what they do against the Athletics tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up, we got to hear from our general manager for our Atlanta Hawks. Any new emojis today for Trae Young? Big O? Anything? Any new emojis, Day-Day? No? Okay. Just want to check. Yesterday he had that hourglass, and we were like, what's that mean? Wait till you hear what our general manager said about the contract negotiations next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Decisions for our Atlanta Hawks. But before we get to that, I got to read this tweet because I thought it was really interesting from one of our listeners in regards to Kirk Cousins and the discussions we were having today. And by the way, as we mentioned, that doc is out there if you want to go stream it like Abe did all night. Eddie hits us up. He says, Coach Morse, I want you to get your opinion on this. He says, Coach Morse's weakness is loyalty. He signed Cousins and Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake is our former defensive coordinator. Because of history and loyalty. And then he left them in place for the same reason, giving them a shot at redemption. And he says they failed him. Then Eddie throws in and he says, you know, Matt Ryan also confessed to playing hurt. It's what quarterbacks do. Now, here's what's funny about that. Do you guys know how many games Matt Ryan missed in 15 years? Three. And I didn't even know if we ever knew Matt was hurt. Here's the other thing. Matt had the credibility to get away with it. What Cousins did felt criminal, and I use that loosely, because of the circumstances surrounding the season, right? It just felt wrong, like we're winning, we're there, we're good, and then it was like, well, what's going on? And it just didn't feel right. Matt never cheated us like that. If you're telling me he played a game hurt, great, but he didn't miss games. So that, to me, is a bad example because we had a quarterback that was as durable as anybody over a 15-year period. You can say a lot of things about Matt Ryan. You can't say that. Now, as far as the loyalty thing, do you think that plays here with what he's saying about Coach Morris? Because, look, the Jimmy Lake thing didn't work. Again, you know what the easy thing is to do? Stay the course. The hard thing is to go, he's a friend, but we got to let you go because we're not getting the job done.
Oh, so now that's the tough decision.
It always is.
Because when I said it was the tough decision.
Well, he's insinuating because of his relationships is why we signed Cousins and Jimmy Lake. Here's my thing about this, Eddie. They all do it. Do you know how many times Belichick has brought
the old
guys
boys
back
club. Yeah.
And hired his friends? They all. It's just a part of it. So when you say that, you're making it out to be like Raheem Morris is different than some of these other coaches. Coaching is about relationships from the high school level to the college level to the professional level. It's just what it is. So when you tell me, oh, he did it because he had a relationship, well, guess what? People do it all the time. And I'd rather work with people I trust and hopefully they're able to do the job than people I don't know. That happens every single day. So I can't hold Coach Morris responsible for saying, hey, I have a relationship, or at least I know Kirk Cousins from back in the day. Let's sign him. I think he can do it. Oh, I know this guy that's a defensive coordinator. I think he can do it. When it didn't work, we see what happened. So I hear you, Eddie, but I thought that was an interesting tweet. Do you agree?
Well, he made one change over the bye week, and that was that he became more involved in the defense. So obviously the loyalty thing, it can only get to a certain point before he becomes at his own where he has to become involved. He did that now with the defense, and we saw the pass rush take a difference. All I'm saying is I wish he had done that with the quarterback decision. That was the time. It's the same time frame. You want to talk about loyalty to Kirk Cousins? He had the same loyalty to Jimmy Lake. He made a call that had to be made, and it improved the defense. He did not make the call that had to be made on offense, and you continue to lose games. And this is where I stand. And I've said it on air. I've said it off air. I'm a huge fan of Raheem Morris. I still think he can be a very good coach. I think it was a rough first go for him in Atlanta.
Abe, there's nothing wrong with being critical of the job. I have no issues of that whatsoever. We can talk about the coach, some of the gaffes, some of the non-calls of timeouts and, you know, the things that you feel like they should have a grasp of.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're not making it personal.
No.
You're not calling him names. You're simply saying, hey, I think he'll be better, but I thought he was going to be better this year. And based on the job that we saw, I'm hoping he is going to be.
And by the way,
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's also a flaw of mine pulling for the guy. And I want to say that to say
we
this.
We all are, because guess what? I'm tired of losing.
But it's not even about that.
It is for me.
Okay, well, it is that too. But I do like Raheem Morris. Here's the thing, though. I'm pulling for him because I like him. I'm giving him another year, another opportunity to prove me wrong, all that. That's what happened here. That's ultimately what happened here with him and Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins. I'm giving him one more opportunity to do this, to show this. The problem was he gave him four more opportunities. You saw what you needed to see, and now I'm blanking on the timeline, after the Saints game.
Yeah.
You saw what you needed to see.
Okay.
That was the timeline.
Yeah, look.
And you blew by it.
Can I tell you a secret? And I wasn't even going to say this. I want to play this Ansi Saleh soundbite for you about Trey's contract, because I think it's important. It's something we're watching. I've liked all of them. All of them. Mike Smith was great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dan Quinn, I know a lot of you thought he was a jerk and a blank, blank. He was great.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith is the funniest one of the group, by the way.
Despite what you, I'm telling you right now. Here's the point, though. You got to win. So when you say that, for me, it is still about winning. Like, I like them all. They've been cool. We spent a lot of time up there with these guys. But at the end of the day, you got to get wins. You got to get dubs. You got to get to the playoffs. They all know that. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I understand on a personal level, yes, but we're all pushing for his success because as a city, we're tired of losing, man. I'm tired of not talking about the playoffs. All right. With that said, let me hear our general manager ask today about Trey's situation. And by the way, we haven't even talked about this, Abe. Maybe we'll get more into this tomorrow. Dyson Daniels is a restricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take care of Dyson Daniels. I'm just saying. Now, that's going to happen. You don't have a guy come in and be a first-team all-defensive player and have the impact he's had and then be like, well, I don't know. He's going to get paid. That's fine. They're going to give him a deal. But I'm just saying that's something that we haven't really discussed. Here's what Ansi Saleh said in regards to Trey and Dyson.
I'll be honest with you guys. Like, when the contractual stuff, like, I don't – you guys are going to hate me for this, but I don't talk about any of that stuff publicly, whether it's TY or Dyson. That's not how I roll with everything, and – you guys aren't going to get anything out of me there. So,
okay, so does that mean they're getting it? does that mean you're going to do the deal, or does that not mean you – what's that mean?
He called him T.Y.
He did.
That means they're tight.
No, his teammates call him that. That's what they call him.
His mama called him Trey. I'm going to call him Trey.
I'm just saying. Does that mean he's getting the deal or not? He just literally said, I'm not going to talk about
it. Well, okay. We can talk about it more tomorrow if you want.
Yes.
What exactly does being a restricted free agent in the NBA mean?
That you're going to get signed by the team you're currently on.
Does it mean other teams can place an offer?
Yeah, but you can match. I mean, it's not like, yeah.
All right. Now, we just saw this along the Falcons' offensive line.
With?
Ryan Neuzel.
Okay.
He was a restricted free agent.
Yes.
No offer came. They came to, in my opinion, a very team-friendly deal.
Sure.
I think if you're the Hawks, you see what the market sets before. Now, I'd like to, if you can come under and just get another team-friendly deal, then fine, you go ahead and do it. I don't think you're just going to throw a number out. I think if the market sets it somewhere else, you can decide to match.
I think, here's why I think they're between a rock and a hard place with Dyson. We haven't had enough of these kinds of guys. When you talk about defensive first dudes, and then he comes in and is a first-team all-defensive player. He's a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year?
By the way, his offense came a long way incredible. In the second half of the season.
Incredible.
A long way. So let's not pretend like he's just out there.
No.
2 points and five steals. He's putting up buckets when this team needed a scorer without Trae Young on the floor at times.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Here's my deal, though. When you have somewhat of a liability in defense with Trey, he helps make up for that. So will Nikhil Alexander, who was introduced today. One other Saleh comment about Trey helping recruit players, and I think this is important. Let's hear him talk about Trey recruiting some of these guys that they've signed this offseason.
Yeah, with T.Y., I mean, like, that's the growth and development I think everybody saw from last year. He was, you know, he went out there, talked to these guys. Like, he was great in the recruiting process. We all help recruit these guys, come in, and it was awesome that he did that, and he's extremely excited about this team.
Called him T.Y. again.
I was told no one wanted to come here and play with Trey.
With T.Y.
Yes. Now you're going to make this a big deal. It's cool. It's no problem. Look.
It's what superstars should be doing.
Exactly. But it's a misnomer. It always has been a misnomer about nobody wants to come play with
Trey. No. That was a joke. What I said was a joke. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, because people have made that out to be like a true situation. It's
a real indictment of T.Y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, with T.Y.
Dude.
Is he going to get the deal? Is he going to get his money? Is he going to get his bag?
Yeah.
229 and 330.
Well, he just signs it, and then if he becomes eligible, it just auto bumps.
So correct.
It'll be 229, and then after next year, it'll be 330.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mentioned this yesterday. It's the last thing I'll say on it. I just don't think you want that hanging over the team heading into the season. I really don't think that's something you want.
He's under contract. I mean, what's the big deal? He knows that even if he balls out, he's going to get this before June 30th of next year. Does it really matter?
By the way, there's two less all NBA guards that are going to be playing in the NBA next year because there's going to be no Dame and no Tyrese Halliburton.
So you're telling me
that's an easier path to all NBA next year for Trey, too.
You're right. All-star, too. Should be, right? We're talking about all-star starter. I mean, that's the other part. I mean, he named the all-star. He's always been gracious with that. But, okay, we'll see.
So does that mean he declines an offer?
I think it's – and this is where it turns into a risk-reward situation is I don't want to go into a situation where we're giving him a chance to leave and go play elsewhere, even if it's for less money. I think the risk of that happening outweighs, in my opinion – paying him and it not being whatever you think it needs to be for him to be the max. I just don't think that risk outweighs the other.
It's like a $70 million difference, right? I think it's 229. And what did I give you? What number did I give you the other day?
330.
That's right. That's incredible. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Turtle's got the night show. Clock is ticking on that Trey situation, but we'll keep an update, and we'll see if he does anything with the emojis on social media. Big old man, let's clear our throat! Big shout out to all of our guests. Connor Riley, if you missed any of them, Grant included. Guys, our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., go online, odyssey.com, subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and that way you can get all of that great content and make sure that you stay up on everything that's going on the show. Abe's back with me tomorrow. Where are we? We're at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come on out, man. We're looking forward to seeing you guys. If you live in that area or you're out and about, we're going to be out there from 2 to 6 having a good time. Day-Day will be hanging out with us as well. Mike remains on vacation, so my man Abe's going to be out there. We're going to have a great time, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Hey, good job today, as always, on the board behind the glass after 8 long weeks of maternity leave. It was 8 weeks, right? Okay. I did you justice that time?
Much appreciated, Carl.
No doubt. It's good to have O back. It is good to have Day-Day back after a terrific anniversary weekend. And the crew is back together. Mike will be back next week. But, hey, we're having a great time, man. Glad that you were here. Stay tuned. Turtles got you for the night show. Abe, clear your throat.
Look, I don't care if you blame Kirk. I don't care if you blame Raheem. I don't care if they split the blame. What's important is we move past this and we move past it quickly. I want the only storylines in training camp, as you mentioned, Carl, being about Michael Penix Jr. We cannot let this ride and divide the team under any circumstances. We talked about it today. I binged it. It's off. I already unchecked it from my watch list. We're moving forward. This year's about Raheem and Penix.
I agree. It's like the first thing we've agreed on today. Hey, I want to tell you that the quarterback you should be looking out for is Austin Simmons. Old Miss. Don't sleep on this kid. Last year, Georgia's at Ole Miss. It's a 7-7 game. He comes in and leads him to a 10-play, 75-yard drive and made it look easy. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's my sound for throwing passes down the field. He made it look easy. The kid's got an amazing arm, and with an SEC quarterback crew of DJ Lagway and Lenore Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier and Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, and I'm not forgetting about that kid at Texas. He may ultimately be the best quarterback in the SEC this year. And Ole Miss comes to Georgia this year. Can't wait. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
if you don't.
The only thing you could pick up at your run club is a calf strain.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.